Tuesday sees the Czech-born author Milan Kundera, who has lived and worked in France since the mid-1970s, turn 85. Although Czech media has reported extensively on the occasion, it is no secret that the author of acclaimed novels like The Joke and Immortality has a complicated relationship to his homeland, not allowing his later novels to be published in the Czech language. Jan Wellinger has more.
Critics like Jiří Pengas from the Czech daily Lidové noviny have argued that Milan Kundera owes the Czech Republic nothing. If anything, on the occasion of the author's 85th birthday, it is Czechs who could offer him thanks. In an opinion piece published Tuesday, Pengas reminded readers that Kundera's novels cast a positive light on Czechoslovakia, informing the West that the country was, culturally speaking, not a Russian governorate where locals blew their noses in the tablecloth. In his op-ed, Pengas alluded to the weight of Kundera's absence, a question that has come up routinely since the Velvet Revolution. Why? Examples abound. When Mr. Kundera allegedly visits friends in the Czech Republic, it is incognito, to avoid detection. When he was awarded state honors by the late President Václav Havel, he chose not to attend, and he has forbidden any of his new work to be translated into Czech. The Unbearable Lightness of Being was the last in 2006. A friend to Milan Kundera, publisher Miroslav Balaškík, sees no ill intent on the author's part, but on the contrary, consistency in his approach to his craft. The publisher spoke to Czech TV.
I think the reason Kundera does not allow his books to be published in Czech is twofold. Every translation is, to a degree, an interpretation, and I think if he saw a Czech translation, he couldn't just let it lie. He already works closely with translators into other languages, but his involvement in Czech would be undoubtedly greater. It's safe to say he doesn't have time for that. The other thing is that if he did publish in Czech, I think he's worried about the hullabaloo that would focus on his person rather than on his writing. As is well known, Kundera does not want to be physically known as the author, but to be present only in the text itself.
In that, the author has been steadfast, closely guarding his and his wife's privacy and refusing interviews for years. A rare occasion when he broke his silence was in 2008, and it was certainly not sought. It was alleged that the author, as a young man, had informed on a courier for Western intelligence in the Stalinist 1950s, for which the accused narrowly avoided the death penalty and spent 14 years in prison. Mr. Kundera vehemently denied any connection and was backed up by international authors and even by Mr. Havel, who never believed the story. Even so, the accusations markedly changed how the author had been viewed previously, to say the least. As for his place in Czech literature, well, for one thing, he has written in French since The Unbearable Lightness of Being. It is perhaps more precise to view him through a broader European tradition, which the author himself has always subscribed to and addressed in essays and criticism. Publisher Miroslav Balaškík once again.
Milan Kundera je podle mě jeden z takových posledních skutečně klasických spisovatelů.
For me, Milan Kundera is one of the few last great classical authors who consider writing to be more than a single novel or story, but a continual process. A process that includes essays and a reflection on literary tradition, what literature means, and where one fits as a writer. I think that is one of his contributions to both Czech and world literature.
Milana Kundery do českého a zejména tedy světového písemnictví.